Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Everything's all right.
Welcome back to the post-game show, America. My voice is almost gone, so I'm going to just yield the floor to you.
Mike Trout, story of the day. Without a shadow of a doubt, story of the day. You may think that it changes the game of baseball, it's bad for baseball. Nothing could be further from the truth. This rewards loyalty. This is a case where Mike Trout came up through the system. He was a 25th, 30th round draft pick by the Angels. They took a chance on him when a lot of other $430 million. Yeah, I think people care.
Nobody cares.
That he came up through the system. Nobody cared that he came up through the system.
He could have waited a year, not signed the deal with the Angels, played the free agent market, and the Yankees would have offered him $500 million for a 10-year contract, and Cleveland would have never been able to sign a player again as well. This does not change the game of baseball.
I hate Peter Pan.
And Mike Trout.
You are the only person in America that does.
That is not
the
true.
The players themselves.
It's not about Mike's personality, which I understand he is a
nonsense.
Beneficent fellow.
The players themselves, when they were canvassed about the deal that was coming up, almost to a player, they were saying, if there's anybody in the game that deserves a contract like this, it's Mike Trout. They love playing with him.
Do you understand
they love
that
playing
if you're
against
in a,
him.
Do you understand that if you're in a closed market system, that if the top of the market goes up, it's good for you? So that every baseball player is going to say great things about Mike Trout?
I thought you...
He just raised the floor for everyone except small market teams.
I thought we liked it when housing prices went up a little bit. It, you know, kind of helps you with your equity.
No, we like that. We do not like destroying housing markets in other places like San Francisco has been destroyed because people are priced out of the market.
Oh, okay. So what's the solution to that? Build more houses.
I have a story here, which I did not get to today, from the Wall Street Journal.
Why didn't they build more houses in San Francisco?
The story is that California has a job, but not enough homes. Companies are expanding outside the state or moving outright as the affordable housing crisis casts a shadow on the booming economy.
What was the key phrase of that? Not enough homes.
And that's because Mike Trout takes his $430 million and buys all the houses in Orange County.
Right. And you know what? 65% of that, or 70% of that, he's not going to keep because Sacramento's taking it all.
You know, there is a question in my mind why he would stay in this state and not go to the Rangers.
Because... He is loyal to a fault. That's the tag on him is Mike Trout is loyal to a fault. He's from New Jersey. He's in the Philly market. I mean, he grew up a Phillies fan. Bryce Harper just signed with the Phillies and was doing the siren song on him, trying to say, come play with us. We're the two best players. We'll own this city forever. Everybody was worried that, including Angels fans, that he was going to go back and play in his hometown. The Angels drafted him. The Angels took care of him all the way along, and he's rewarding the loyalty.
Two words. Wayne Garland.
Wayne Garland didn't have a win above replacement of 10 a season.
He might have in the year that he signed it. They didn't have that statistic in 1974 or 5, whenever he signed his 10-year, $1 million contract.
Mike Trout is not a pitcher. He's not going to have the same stress on the arm that a pitcher
You ever heard of Grady Sizemore?
Who's he?
Yeah, who's he?
$1 million.
Grady Sizemore,
You can cite every busted Cleveland Indians move in the history of mankind.
Grady signed a big contract. He was a magnificent Mike Trout ball player. Microsurgery on his knee, career over.
Okay.
12 years. It's guaranteed.
So So what are you saying, that Mike Trout at 27, who is the greatest player the game has seen since Mantle?
Oh, my gosh.
He is.
Oh, my gosh.
Statistically, he is.
Oh, my gosh. The Willie Mays argument is just crazy.
You are so...
How come they haven't won anything?
Because they have no starting pitching.
So if you're the greatest player and you don't win anything, you're not the greatest player. You can't carry the team.
That's not how baseball works.
Oh, it does. That's how baseball is a
one player.
Frankie Lindor carried the Indians to the postseason. You know, the playoffs
matter. And they won what? What did they win again?
The American League Central Division.
Did they win the World Series?
No. But we go to the playoffs.
So Lindor,
what do you do in October? I watch my baseball team. What do?
You watched it once.
No, I watched it 4 years in a row.
Lindor is not what you think he is.
You're avoiding the question. What do you do in October? Because you do not watch playoff baseball with Mike Trout.
I look forward to the Angels signing starting pitching.
There you go. That's
which
the end
we
of
just
today's
did.
Post-game show. I have just made my case conclusively.
It is a team sport.
It's not bad basketball.
Bad,
bad. It's a team sport that's been destroyed by the Angels. Thanks, everyone, for listening. That's all I've got left with this voice.
Thank God for all the propaganda
I'm giving to the Angels fans today. I'll be back tomorrow, America, on the next Hugh Hewitt Show.
Oh, that's a great out song.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.